we're just coming off the back of a grand final series between Southside and Melbourne Boomers.
Yeah.
Now, a brand like the Melbourne Boomers, and look, all the best to Geelong United. I think they should have had a club in anyway beforehand. I think they'll do fantastic. They're going to be crazy for hoops down in that region. But the fact that a brand as historic and as storied as the Melbourne Boomers could fall over in 2024, it's just startling. And I looked at the fixture that dropped yesterday as well for the WNBL, and it reinforced to me. It's like when the Kings went out back in 2010, that we're going to have WNBL basketball with no, and I know the southern side of Melbourne, and they'll try and encapsulate all that, but we're going to a WNBL season without a designated Melbourne representative. I don't know how that can happen in 2024.
In the mecca of basketball in this country, and I've said that for many minutes, it's been known as that for many, many years, decades. Yeah, and it's an absolute sin. And again, it's a pointer to how poorly the WNBL has been managed. I mean, it's been a catastrophe, in all honesty, that they've been unable to generate the kind of promotion, the kind of community engagement, the kind of cut through with the media that, you know, quite frankly, you want to use an example of the Matildas. You know, and look, I get it was a World Cup. I get it was on, you know, our soil and everything else, but you know, the whole country fell in love with them. Now, the Opals have done much, much better on a world scale by any measure than what the Matildas have done. And yet, you know, outside of Lauren, a 43-year-old Lauren Jackson, I don't think the average Australian would know who the hell even plays for that team. And, you know, anybody in the WNBL other than a 43-year-old Lauren Jackson, which is really, really sad and incredibly disappointing. And that's why things just have to change, because the WNBL, despite all that, is still a world-class league, and it's a great league and has been for many years. Nobody knows about it. It's been just poorly managed from top to bottom, and that has to change.